Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With primary day in just 20 days, debate season is picking up. The Democrats vying for their party's nod in the 4th Congressional District met up for their first live TV debate on NECN last night. The three candidates included a political newcomer with an old name. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Joseph Kennedy III has made 160 campaign appearances in the 4th Congressional District this year. But this was his first time large numbers of people could hear him fielding questions on a wide array of topics. He did his best to provide generic answers, but NECN's Jim Browdy managed to press Kennedy into giving more specific responses. For example, on whether Vice President Joe Biden should apologize for saying to a largely African-American audience in Virginia that Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, quote, would put you all back in chains, unquote.
And you have two very different views of which direction the country should go.
Should Biden apologize?
I think he walked his comments back a bit and understood or clarified what he meant by that. And I think that it's really up to the presidential campaign.
Browdy also pressed Kennedy on how he would make sure Social Security stays solvent.
The biggest thing you can do to help is get people back to work, because you get more people hired, more people paying payroll taxes. That's got to be priority.
How about changes within the system itself? Would you raise the cap above which people pay tax?
If you got to start anywhere else, I do think raising the cap is probably the place to start.
Do you raise the retirement age?
What? I don't think you need to.
Do you means test the beneficiaries? You do not. Absolutely do not.
The talk then moved to whether Kennedy would support cutting defense spending.
I certainly support rolling back the defense budget.
He was also asked whether the U.S. Embassy in Israel should be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
I think that the capital of Israel is Tel Aviv.
This debate among Kennedy and the other two Democrats running to succeed Barney Frank was a reminder that Kennedy does have two opponents in the primary next month. One of them is Newton engineer Herb Robinson. He's been a candidate before. He dropped out of the Senate primary race. He was clearly nervous in this, his first live television debate.
I'm the candidate with 30 years' experience doing creative problem solving for private industry. Examples of that creative problem solving are bottom line regulation and capital gains tax reform.
And then there's Rachel Brown, a political organizer who lives in Quincy, not in the district. She had to answer how people can take her seriously when she campaigns with a poster of President Obama with a Hitler mustache.
Right, well, a lot of people do. I've qualified the mustache particularly with Obama's health care plan, which includes the IPAB board, which is modeled off of the T4 program in Nazi Germany.
Back in Massachusetts, today is the last day voters can register to vote in the primary. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.